Hello, 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 and welcome to the show. The show is More Morgulons, and I'm the host of this show, amongst other weird and embarrassing things. My name is Crystal Clear. This podcast is about Morgulons, Morgellons, Morgellons. Yes, the mysterious disease that makes you feel like you have shit crawling under your skin and makes you grow colorful threads and glitter out of your sores. Sounds like a party, right? Well, not exactly, unless you mean a pity party, but we're not here to pity ourselves or to complain. We're here to laugh, to learn, and to love. Yes, love. Because love is the most powerful medicine in the world. Love can heal your body, your mind, and your soul. Love can make you feel alive, even when you're suffering. Love can make you see the beauty in yourself and others, even when you're covered in scars. Love can make you happy, even when you're sad. And humor is a form of love. Humor is a way of expressing your joy, your creativity, and your humanity. Yes, we are still human. To all my post-human people out there, we the Morgies. Hold on to your humor, my friends. Humor is a great way to cope with stress and pain. Share your struggles and your hopes. It's a way of living, not just surviving. That's why I'm here. To make you laugh, to make you think, and to make you feel. To share with you my stories, my insights, and my tips on how to live with Morgulons in a positive and meaningful way. To introduce you to other people who have Morgulons and who have amazing stories to tell. To inspire you to be more than your condition, to be more than your diagnosis, to be more Morgulons! Well, actually, hopefully, we'd like to get less galons, or even no galons would be the ideal. So join me as we explore the world of Morgulons and how we can make it a better place for ourselves. And we are more than our condition. Not just victims, not just sufferers. We are survivors. And furthermore, we are winners, warriors, and a force to be reckoned with. Why? Because the only way out is through. And we're worth it. And we need help. So we have to help ourselves and each other because we can't go to the normal places that most people go and that we have always gone to get help in the past. We're in a new world now. And this world will spin you around and knock you down. But we never give up. We always get back up. We continue to fight for what is right. And that's why I'm still here, 300-something episodes later. Since we started in 2020 and it is now 2024, we are on the fourth year of More Morgulons. I would like to celebrate this by jumping off of a tall building. No, I'm just kidding. I'm not going to jump. You're going to have to defenestrate me like they do in Russia. Out the window! What the hell's wrong with you, Putin?
I have Napoleon.
I ain't going down like that. I still have more to say, and I still have more to hear. I hope I hear from you. Don't forget, you can talk to the show. You can send me an email if you want me to read it on the show. I'm happy to do that. The weirder, the better, I guess. MoreMorgulons@gmail.com. Also, the even better choice, in my opinion, and probably listeners' opinion, since this is a listening type of show, leave me a voicemail. Click the link in the show description. It'll cut you off after 60 seconds, but you're welcome to leave as many as you want if you want to share your story that way. Or you can send me your contact info. And if you don't seem like a total fucking weirdo, I'll get in touch with you at some point. Sometimes it takes me months, y'all. Other listeners on the show can attest to that. Sometimes I call that day. It just depends on what's going on. And I'll tell you what's going on this lovely hump day in Atlanta. Painful change. Started a new process at work today. Had to get the whole team on board. People hate change. There was palpable hatred vibes in the air coming my way, along with the lasers and daggers from the eyes of many nurses who resented the fact that I made them disrupt their routine that they had become accustomed to, even though it wasn't really benefiting any of the patients or the organization. But guess what? We did it. We did it different. And it wasn't perfect, but it's going to get better. And I'm going to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning tomorrow, and I'm going to go back in, and I'm going to be there, and I'm going to force them to do it again. I'm going to face all the haters. You know why I do it? Because I have a vision, and my vision includes growth at all times. I'm doing it on the clock. I'm doing it off the clock. I'm doing it for my community. I'm doing it for you and me. And I can't do it without you, listener. We're doing this thing together. So don't forget, we're all alone in this together. Healing doesn't happen in solitude, and there's strength in numbers and danger in isolation. Thank you for being here for me. And if you didn't come here for me, you must come here for the Morgulons. And I would just as soon turn you away from the door and tell you to go on home before one of them jumps on you. You don't want this. All right, thanks for listening and stay tuned. This is a show about Morgulons.
This is a story about control.
Yeah, that too.
Control of what I say, control of what I do. And this time I'm gonna do it my way. I hope you enjoy this as much as I do. Are we ready? I am. 'Cause it's all about control. And I've got lots of it.
Yeah, that's right. Crystal Clear here, host of More Morgulons. Welcome.
In a world meticulously governed by technocrats, every action is monitored, every word is weighed. They're celebrating their vision of a perfect society. Right now, out in California,
Klaus Schwab, Ray Kurzweil,
Zuckerberg, Muscovich, Bozos, and probably Xi Jinping. Communist, eugenicist,
utopian dystopia.
Tomato, tomato, Morgulano, Morgellons, Morgellons. You know what I'm talking about.
We're going to have an absolutely fantastic time tonight. It is Monday, the greatest day of the week. MLK Day, you lived up to expectation and surpassed it. Had a patty melt at Waffle House after playing Netless Night Mitten. What is Netless Night Mitten? It's badminton after dark with a birdie that lights up with a blue LED. No net. You can use your imagination for the net. Power athletes. Tom. And Crystal Clear. What a pair. I hope you had a wonderful Monday as well. I'm so grateful that you tuned in. We're going to have a good time. Thanks for listening. Shout out to Miss Jackson, because I'm nasty. Good morning! Crystal Clear here. Tuesday, the biggest letdown day of the week after the greatest day, Monday. That's all right. We're going to make it a great Tuesday. It's fucking freezing outside, but at least it's not raining. You know, the key to this Morgulons infotainment game that we're all playing right now is to say scary shit that makes just enough sense but have no corroborating evidence to back it up. And no, I'm not talking about the plot to More Morgulons, the podcast. I'm talking about Dr. Anna Maria Milhotcha. I think I've been saying that wrong, and I think I'm still saying it wrong. But then again, I'm still saying Morgulons wrong. But this same theory also applies to the Charles E. Holman Foundation, formerly the Morgulons Research Foundation. Just remember, those who offer the truth must also provide the proof. You see, the longer you're online with this Morgulons disease, the more likely it is that eventually you will come around to believe the Morgulons disease is some kind of man-made nanotechnology that self-assembles like DNA and that self-replicates like DNA. An airborne, blood-borne, poop-borne, genetically targeted pathogen out of Wuhan with collaboration of the CIA, just like COVID. And while such a worldview and perspective may make you, to some, a conspiracy theorist or a paranoid schizophrenic, or perhaps someone who has just, quote, done the research, the truth is likely somewhere in the Morgulons mix. You see, we're living in a post-truth, post-trust, brave new world where it's difficult to distinguish the difference between science fiction and real news headlines, because the technological singularity appears to be hurling ever faster from the future to the present, and we are cooking up one hell of a global conflict. And at this point, if we don't do something drastic, the likely winners of such a conflict are the most diabolical, tyrannical, and control-obsessed Big Brother that you could ever fathom in your imagination. Some of it's real, some of it ain't real, but what we do know for sure is Morgulons is real. I did not fucking imagine these crazy ass fibers. The other night, you guys, I saw a tiny, so tiny that really you couldn't, a normal person, not that I know any normal people, but I'm assuming a normal person couldn't even see this thing. It was so tiny, a clear yet segmented with glowing dots, tiny clear fiber was dancing on the edge of my sketchbook and just really doing some wild stuff. I know y'all out there who deal with this know exactly what I'm talking about, but dancing around like some kind of goddamn one of those blow up tube things that's like in front of the car dealership with the wavy arms and the, you know, the, yeah. It looked and moved like one of those fucking things, but it's just a tiny, like almost invisible, but still visible to the naked eye, clear, kinky, weird hair out of nowhere. Yeah, those are real. I'm not imagining things. It's not a hallucination. I have pictures, video. I know for sure that something for real is going on. It's not my imagination. It's not delusional. Now, what's behind it all? I don't know. Let's see what Dr. Anna Maria Mahalsha thinks about it.
So I've seen, obviously, your research on that, and I've seen the self-assembly. It looks like watching a bunch of little ants start building their little mound. They look disorganized, but then you realize there's a pattern going on. So how are they? How are these little self-assembling robotics or nanoparticles, how are they... How do they know to self-assemble? Like they're too small for a computer chip, right, to be inside there? Or are there computer chips in a nanoparticle? Like how do they know? How's the is there an intelligence guiding it? Or is it just a pre-programmed pattern that they're following? What do you speculate on that?
So self-assembly is a feature of nature. If you, for example, look at a DNA strand, that is also being self-assembled, or a protein is being self-assembled. So it is the growth of something. If you have a polymer, like polyethylene glycol, the way it works chemically is that you have a solution of monomers, of basically atomic structures that are the building block of what's called a polymer, meaning the same Lego building block that is attaching each itself on top of each other, and it's building a chain. That's a polymer. So polymer, what are polymers? Plastics are polymers. So the way it works is that you put in a solution, a polymer substrate, like the building blocks, and then you put a catalyst in there.
All right, y'all get that? She's saying that there's something in the vaccines. That's right. She's not talking about morgues. This is the lady who thinks that morgues is basically an old riff of the new song that's being sung by the COVID-19 vaccine. And she's saying that that vaccine contains monomers that can be turned into polymers by some catalyst. So that catalyst could be temperature. How many times on this show have I said it? Morgulons are winter birds. The catalyst could be, and by the way, you can think of a catalyst as like the trigger, the thing that makes the other things happen. So the catalyst could be temperature. It could be a chemical. It could be an electrical signal. Speculate as much as you would like to about the potentially terrifying contours of this big black gooey mystery we find ourselves the subject of.
Before I ask you something else, I'm understanding it's not necessarily that there's artificial intelligence doing it. What there is a catalyst, could be chemical processes, thermal, light, and so on. And so it's almost like you knock over that first domino, and that keeps going along until you hit another domino that's going to knock it in another direction, but not necessarily. Am I getting that right?
Yeah, so let me explain where the whole artificial intelligence part comes in. So part of what we found were these polymer-like, what looks like a micro robot or a quantum dot materials. What the heck is that?
What the heck is that? And also, how the fuck did you see a quantum dot with a light microscope? to be fair, it seems like there may be actually some ways to do that with lasers and whatnot, but I don't know if she mentions that in her research methodology section or what, if she even has such a thing. But anyway, quantum dots, by the way, if you cared to know, they have a wide range of applications due to their unique optical and electronic properties. So they're used in single electron transistors, solar cells, LEDs, lasers, and as single photon sources, which are critical in quantum computing. In the field of medicine, quantum dots are utilized in cell biology research, microscopy, and medical imaging. Their small size allows them to be suspended in solutions, paving the way for their use in inkjet printing and spin coating. These applications make quantum dots an important topic in nanotechnology and materials science. Spin coating, what is it? Spin coating is a technique used in materials science and nanotechnology for applying thin, uniform coatings to flat substrates like glass or silicon wafers. It involves depositing a small amount of a solution containing the desired material, like quantum dots, onto the center of the substrate. Then the substrate is rapidly spun, which spreads the solution out by centrifugal force, forming a thin, even layer. As the solvent in the solution evaporates, a solid film is left behind. This method is widely used in the fabrication of semiconductor devices and thin film coatings. Well, are they glittery? Can they be iridescent? Quantum dot thin films can indeed exhibit iridescence and a glittery appearance. The specific optical properties of these films, including color and iridescence, are influenced by the size and composition of the quantum dots. Smaller quantum dots generally emit light at shorter wavelengths, like green or blue, while larger ones emit at longer wavelengths, like red. This variability allows quantum dot films to display a range of colors and potentially iridescent effects, making them suitable for applications in areas like display technologies and decorative coatings. What do you mean, like the decorative coatings all over my face? I guess so.
Semiconducting properties, and it is enveloped in a polymer, and it's fluorescent. It gives off light. So all of a sudden, we see in the blood these blinking lights that I've shown. They turn from yellow to orange to green to blue, and nothing in the body is supposed to be blinking. So what is that? That's a biosensor. Biosensors in nanotechnology have been built out of many different materials, including what has been in the shots, for example, these metals, as well as in the polymers. And what does that do? Well, it is part of the intra-body area network, which has been developed for biosensing application. So this particular biosensor is wirelessly able to send information about, the environment that it's in.
Y'all, what is going on? You know that philosophy about how there's these people that think that we're really living in a computer simulation, none of this is real? Well, not yet is the answer. Very soon, though.
So I just make sure I'm getting you there. The AI component is through the frequencies connecting with the biosensors. Is that what I'm getting?
Stand by. So the connection from the biosensor to a gateway node, from the gateway node to your cell phone, and from the cell phone going up to the cloud to be monitored by some healthcare provider, for example, or other entities.
Other entities. I assume you're referring to the People's Republic of China. Hey, guess what? If what this lady is saying is true, and maybe it is in part, this is all sounding pretty familiar, but based upon what she is saying, it would seem that the cure for Morgulons is getting rid of your phone. Now that should be easy to do. Let me just explain to my boss, my family, my friends, loved ones, and all of y'all why I don't have a phone anymore. Check your mailbox, y'all. It should be coming any day now. The whole explanation, the whole story. Guess I'll have to turn more Morgulons from a podcast into a newsletter on paper. Hell, I might as well start looking around for land that has a good cave on it. Does anybody want to come live in a cave off the grid with me? I don't like cold or hot weather or bugs, so this should be interesting.
But what happens with biosensors, what's called bi-directional telemetry. What that means, if you have an antenna, and literally they photographed the antenna with electron microscopy in the blood donor, I've posted that on my Substack, it can send, but it can also receive. So you can externally send frequencies to that antenna and, let's say, manipulate that biosensor to give off different light frequency that manipulate the body and genetically alter it. Or
just last month, Meta also unveiled an AI system that can analyze a person's brainwaves and predict what that person is looking at. If that's not enough, they were able to do this in real time. Basically, the system was mind reading. Has a multi-billion dollar social media conglomerate just created the telepathy device with the help of generative AI?
What could possibly go wrong?